What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show here with the head coach, Lincoln, Pennsylvania Lions. Coach Frank Turner will be on the Boss Man Show. You see him in the screen there doing big things in his office. Coach, what's up, man? Good to talk to you, brother.
Hey, Boss Man, I appreciate the invite. Glad to be on the show, man.
Man, Coach, first of all, congrats on getting me named head coach. So let me ask you that, man. How did it feel when they named you the head coach here after being there since 18, man? Doing things on the defense side of the ball, they say, hey, coach, Dev, we're going to turn over to you.
Man, it was a great feeling. You know, it was a great feeling, opportunity that I'm grateful for. You know, anytime that you get an opportunity to be a head coach in this profession, man, it's a blessing because in my time in this business, I've met, I know a lot of great guys, man, that have a wealth of experience that hadn't had this opportunity to be a head coach. So you can't take this opportunity lightly, man. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be a head coach here at Lincoln University, the nation's first degree grad at HBCU. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that. But it was also good because a lot of these guys I've actually recruited stepping into recruiting coordinator role 2-3 years ago, kind of, you know, stepping in, doing what I got to do. But a lot of these guys on the team, you know, I actively recruited. So it was a great feeling.
No doubt, Coach Turner. I must tell you, Coach, you know, I think what you said is so important because sometimes footballs, you know, us both playing, we kind of can be siloed where offense is with offense, defense with defense, and you don't need to touch point with everybody on the roster. That's about teams coordinator, of course. But when you get siloed, you get siloed. Being a recruiting coordinator, talking to all the guys, you know, all these different guys. So now as the head coach, you know, you already have a relationship with these guys. Not like, who are you? Yeah. You know, so that's very important.
Right. I mean, though, that's one thing I didn't have to worry about. I already built those relationships through the recruiting process. So got to have a great handle and a great feel for the guys that's on his roster and feel really good about it.
And let me ask you this as well. You know, at what point in your time playing and, you know, in your life journey, you decided you want to get into coaching? This would be your life's path.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't want to be a coach at first. I got done playing ball at Albany State University. I had dreams and aspirations just like everybody else to play at the next level. And it didn't go the way I planned. You know, could have, would have, should have. That's a story for another day. But, you know, in the event of that, I kind of matriculated for a couple of years and was into some other stuff. But it was just never it's always had that void. And I want to say one day I actually started coaching youth football, travel ball. And it just from there was just kind of like, much I said, hey, look, I ain't really trying to do all this. Now, just like you say, man, the game kept calling me back, and here I am.
Man, I know what you mean, Coach. I know for me, I never saw myself being a radio dude. I was the antisocial, can't believe it, shy guy. But now I'm doing this over a decade because, man, like you said, the ball does start for us and having that plan. And this keeps me close to the game still by covering the game. You know, I don't gotta take any hits or losses. My hair ain't gonna go gray like some of my buddies do. Like my man in Edward Waters, Toriano. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm gonna tell you now. This is not for everybody. Everybody think they want to coach. It's a reason why it's on this now. It's a reason why, because you know you can have all the perfect plays drawn up, but it's no it's no criticism and then like they come with it on the sideline.
What you said, Coach, man, and may ask you this, man, just thinking about that, man, how did you prepare to become a head coach while still being loyal to your boss? I know now as a co-host, I had my ideas, but I didn't always say it. I didn't want to, you know, be undercutting the man per se. So how do you kind of be in this role when you're an assistant coach and not wanting to be disloyal to your boss?
Well, you know, if you're a good number two, you already getting prepared for the position anyway. It don't have anything to do with undercutting, you know, because as being a number two, a lot of stuff roll downhill anyway. So you stepping in that role and you doing your job to make sure that your boss man is being successful and doing the things that he need to do, take that pressure off of him. I mean, that's why, you know, you talk about all the great head coaches, you got to have a great number two. I mean, that's really what it's all about. So, me and Josh Dean, man, I got a great relationship, man. It's like a brother to me, so it was one of those things where, although, you know, coming to Lincoln, it really, like I said, it really wasn't, hey, I want to be the head coach, you know. It was just, hey, I'm going to be the best assistant I can be. I'm going to be the best coach I can be. And doing that is doing my job to the fullest and beyond. And, you know, and stepping into this role, I think of it as, you know, I want to be, what do I want to be a number two to be? You know, so I always try to lead by example. So it ain't really just no sitting down the point for me. I'm trying to get in there and I'm trying to lead by example.
And Coach, also, tell me this for those listening here on my affiliates here throughout Atlanta and beyond, through D.C. to all my affiliates. When you look for a player to come in Lincoln University Lion, what are you looking for in a player? And what are the pillars of your program they must abide by once in your program?
All right. Well, you know, we preach the Lion way here. You know, everything starts with discipline, execution, and tenacity. And you can take those things and apply them through life. And, you know, we want guys that are disciplined guys, execute at a high level. And you know, just playing with that team, man, that's announced, that being relentless. We looking for those guys that want to come in and, you know, continue to push this program forward. I mean, but if you when you start talking about just really getting into it, you know, we looking for size just like everybody else. And we put a premium on size up front. You know, we trying to find those guys, O-line, D-line, you know, center guards and tackles, defensive linemen. And we're looking for a certain type. You know, everybody has their scheme, what they run. And so a lot of times in the recruiting process, sometimes where you tell the guy or you tell the coach, hey, he's not going to fit what it is that we do. There's no knock as far as whether that guy can play here. Is that he don't fit what we do. You know, if anybody knows me and knows where I come from, if you know about Auburn State football, you know, that, hey, that's just where we come from. And we like a big O-line, D-line. They can move, of course. And, you know, we try to put a premium on that. And sometimes we got to go out and a lot of times we raise them up. So it's not like, you know, we know we're not going to get that power five guy. We're not going to get those high quality guys. And, you know, we got to get them young, raise them up, develop them. And that's what we're all about. I feel like, you know, staff that we have here right now, we put a real emphasis on developing and retention. And, you know, we got to specialize in that because you're not going to get the high profile guys all the time. So, you know, as a coach, you better be able to develop and you better be able to retain them. You know, transfer point and stuff, that's hard now. So, but that's what you're going to be able to do real well. And yeah. Somebody's got to do something with the ball, man. You know, got to be able to do something with the ball. We all looking for that guy.
Man, what you said there, brother, hey, there you get it there, right? And you know, let me ask you this, and this is also the point I want to ask you about. With the Power 5 FBS wanting, you know, known commodities per se, on older players in this COVID year, still kind of guys going through the system. If it's allowed you to get better high school players, you might not usually would get based on how the FBS and FCS wants a certain thing, and now you can probably get them at your level now a little bit quicker.
I think, you know, where we at right now, I think we've actually been taking advantage of that since COVID. You know, getting guys that we probably normally wouldn't get, but because how everything is thrown off because of what's going on, we're able to get a certain caliber kid in, and we're able to develop them some, maybe ready to, I ain't gonna necessarily say play right away, but from a body type, durability. When you're talking about freshmen, you may get a very talented freshman, but is he durable enough to make it through a season? So, you know, you're looking at it from that aspect as well. But we have been able to capitalize as far as what's been going on in the world of, you know, transfer portal, COVID, all that stuff like that. So we've been able to get some good talent here, you know, been able to retain them too for the most part, especially these last couple of years.
And talk about the CIAA, man. You know, I know – now, I'm famous for winning CIAA basketball when it was Charlotte. I'm famous for that. I ain't going to lie to you about that, Coach. That's my birthday week. I'm up there kicking it. But tell us about CIAA play football, the tradition you all have football as well.
You know, since I've been in the CIAA, it's a good brand of football, man, especially not starting Division North. It's very competitive. You know, everybody on this side, you know, you're talking about Boise State. You know, you're talking about Virginia State, Lisbon City. Now we got Bluefield on our side now. You got Fayetteville and South, which is always been consistent since I've been in, as well as
it's a strong conference, and you better bring your lunch pail, man. You know, especially. Week in and week out, you know, and only the strong survives, man. So you talking about when you get down to the end of that schedule, that's when that depth shows who's standing, who is the most healthy is when you get to October.
And now, Coach, also with you being in Pennsylvania, you have the elements of weather, wind, and which helps the third phase of that game as well, special teams and teams like down south. Towards where I'm at, and used to that cold or that went on that days of Pennsylvania that made me kind of windy and around a little ugly. Yeah. So, the houses with them home games late in the year, man, knowing that that phase of the game really help you out with the weather helping you as well?
Well, you know, right now we got to get to that level of football where those elements can come into play. You know, right now we're talking about playoff football. Now that's what we're talking about. You know, we get you in the playoffs and you got to come up, but that's a whole different animal. You know, you're talking about November. That weather's still pretty decent. So, you know, we're trying to get to that level. You know, playoff brand of football where those type of things will become a factor. You know, yeah. You know, you talking about we get a playoff game up there in Lincoln, man. That's historic. So that's what we're pushing for, man. But yeah,
man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. And you know, you play in Albany State. Talk about the talent down here in Georgia. Like people don't realize, I tell all the time, because I'm biased, but there's so much talent in the state of Georgia you can pluck from and pick off from, and phones, because the coaching high school down here is so good and high level.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, where you want to take that rock and throw it? It's everywhere, you know, especially down in the state of Georgia, Southwest Georgia. Then you talking about recruit, man, you just got to learn those pockets, man. You talking about, you know, the Thomasville, you know, you talking about, you know, Mitchell County. I can go on and on, man. Old Sailor, Fitzgerald, you know, Van Alster. I mean, it's, you know, that's just all the stuff that, you know, people may know of, but it's so many pockets, man. Miller County. It's so many pockets, man, in the state of Georgia, that way it's like, if you learn them, you build relationships there, you can build a solid program.
Well, yes, you better believe that. And man, Coach, let me ask you, man, how's it feel to be able to help lead young black men at HBCU school? You know, like, I feel like for me, man, going to Tennessee State, you know, people look like me, who understood me, and that really did a lot for me. So how's that for you, man, helping these young men become better young men on and off the field, man?
Man, that's one of my passions in life, man. I love being a part of that process, especially talking about these 4 years. This is a very important times in these guys' lives where, you know, they got to figure out what it is that they're doing, because they're getting ready to transition into the real world, man. So it's like, you know, you're trying to save them from mistakes, because I done probably made a couple of them for you. So just listen to me and let me take that pressure off you. But it's just a joy, man. If it wasn't for the pressure and that comes with this this profession as far as the wins and losses, I mean, that's really what kind of taints this thing a little bit, man, because it's kind of like you got to make a decision sometimes. It forces you to make a decision, because at the end of the day, you got to win. You know, in order for me to be in a position to care and to effectively help you and guide you, I have to win. Because I'm not going to get any trophies. I'm not going to get any credits for how many guys I help matriculate and get a job. Although that's more valuable than a win and a loss, but not going to get credit for that, you know. So the flip side of that is I got to be able to win to stay in this position to help you guys and to be there and be that listening ear for you guys and that guy for you.
Well, Coach, I'm going to do everything I can to help you win on my end, man. I try to help out the black schools and, you know, the black coaches, man. And you went to school in Georgia, my home state. Now, I didn't go to school in my home state, but you did. So it's already out, but I got to make sure I take care of you, man.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. You know, at the end of the day, Georgia was good to me, man. It helped me become the person that I am today. I mean, I'm from Alabama. So it was like I went from humid to humid herb. It was just like bam, bam. You know, take your pick. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, Alabama, great state for football. Georgia, great state for football. You know, but Georgia has played a major stand in the person that I am today.
Yes, sir. Well, folks, that's Coach Frank Turner on the Boss Man Show, Lincoln University Lions, the Lion Way. Check for those guys I see out the blade. Make sure you show my man some support on Twitter as well.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Anytime, Coach.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.